You're listening to the Apple Viz Podcast.
Hello, my name is Thomas Donville. I also go by the name of Anonymous, and I am going to show you how to disable 3D Touch and why would you want to do that. There are several reasons why you would want to do this. For some, may have some motor scroll issues with your fingers or anything that allows you not to be able to use the 3D Touch as it was designed. It's just too difficult to do. And then there's people like myself that once I found out using 3D Touch, it is pretty neat, but it's kind of hard at times. I'll 3D Touch something and it comes up and it pops up and it just acts a little weird. I have to go find it and such. It isn't as well defined like I want it to come to like a page or something. It's like a little pop-up instead. Turning this option off really makes things a little simpler for myself, and it really helps my client that have problems in using 3D Touch. Now, if your phone supports a 3D Touch, obviously some phones out there do not support 3D Touch, so this podcast is obviously not going to be for you. So let me show you how to do this. I'm going to show you how this is done. First thing you need to do, you need to go to your Apple settings.
Settings. One.
And once you get to here, we'll do a one finger double tap to open up settings.
Settings.
And then we're going to swipe to the right until we get to the general button.
General button.
Double tap on general button.
Selected. Settings. Back button.
Swipes right to the accessibility button.
Accessibility button.
Now, one finger double tap. Open this.
Selected. General. Back button.
We're going to swipe to the right until we get to the 3D Touch button.
3D Touch. On. Button.
And we're going to do one finger double tap on this.
Accessibility. Back button.
Now we're going to swipe to the right until we get to the 3D Touch is on or off.
3D Touch. On.
And what you're going to do is just do a one-finger double tap to toggle this. I'm going to toggle this off.
Off.
And there you have it. And of course, with the little catch 22, when you disable the 3D Touch, you are also going to miss out on some of the feature that 3D Touch can do that Alarm Press cannot do. So some things you can do and some things you can't do. So you're going to lose some functionality, such as if I did a 3D Touch on the Mail app. It used to do a peek and pop, so where I was able to look at certain things on it. Now, you're not going to be able to have that option. Now, one of the nice things that Apple have done, they put a haptic feedback, so you can get a haptic touch. So Alarm Press hold, and that will give you a haptic touch, and so you'll feel the vibration. Now, you're probably asking yourself, now I don't have the 3D Touch, how does this work from now on? Very easy. Let me show you a demonstration in Control Center. So I'll go to the Control Center.
Control Center. Airplane mode. Switch button. Off.
Let's swipe right until we get to Do Not Disturb. That'll be a good example.
Do Not Disturb. Switch button. On.
All right. In this example, is on. But if you typically do a 3D Touch, which means you pressure, you push on it, and it presents you a pop-up with option to do. All you have to do is do a one finger, double tap, and hold, and then you will be presented a new page. And you hear that. Now we're going to swipe to the right.
For 1 hour. Button.
Now you can be able to set Do Not Disturb as you would like and as you would get when you got the 3D Touch when you pressed it.
Until tomorrow morning. Until I leave this location. Schedule. Button.
And that is how to disable 3D Touch and why you would want to do so. I hope this was useful and helpful to you. My name is Thomas Donville. Also go by the name of Anonymous. I'll talk to you again. Until next time. Goodbye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the community of Apple Viz. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.